Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to DJ Moore, especially on a Victory Monday. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. What a pro's pro. DJ, flying in from London and jumping on the radio the next morning. God bless you. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome back.
I'm doing amazing, and thank you.
So tell us, you know, the one thing that I was thinking to myself about you guys going to London is, wow, that, you know, what a great town. What an opportunity to get out, see the sights, maybe have some fun. And then it turns out you're an hour and a half away from London. You're on a business trip. You're not there for fun.
Yeah, no, we wasn't there for fun. I think Tuesday was our off day out there, but we had a good time. Did a food tour vlog that's coming out with me, Keenan, and Mercedes. So that's something we look forward to.
So before we get to some of the things you did and enjoyed last week, and you've topped it off with a victory, what time did you get back, and how tired do you feel this morning?
We got back around 11:30. I had to go through customs, wait for our bags. We probably got back probably like closer to 1. Wow. And I got in the house around 1.
Wow, that you must have been exhausted, because you do, your body does. I mean, there is, jet lag is real and you do get over it, but I always felt that the trip back was worse than the trip there for some reason.
The trip back was amazing. We had that win, so everybody, adrenaline was still running, and everybody was just still up. So it was fine, but I went to sleep on the plane. So,
what was the best part of the week in London? The day off, or maybe it was just the camaraderie at the, looked like a manor in the English countryside. You guys looked like you were staying in some pretty nice digs there. What would be the most memorable part of last week, aside from the football?
I want to say just the camaraderie. You know, us as leadership did a good job of keeping everybody in tune with what was going on all weekend. When everybody had free time, we let them do what they wanted to do. And that was the best thing, because everybody was just locked in and knew that it wasn't supposed to be fun, but we could make it fun in different spots in the schedule.
So they reported at the game, and we heard this on Friday, that when you guys opened the season, because of Caleb Williams as the starter and the lack of information that he would have and the overload they were putting on him, you guys did not have a first 15. You didn't have kind of the plays lined up that teams normally do. I believe they do 25 out in San Francisco, where they have all these plays that these are our best plays, we're going to use them. And instead, you had kind of opening plays. You had a group of plays, but it wasn't mapped out like a first 15. And then after the leadership committee went and met with Shane Waldron, it was decided to start doing that properly. And you guys are pretty much unbeaten since that happened. That was from, I believe, Mercedes Lewis, who told that story. Can you give us some insight into that? How have things changed just in terms of the game preparation in terms of the first 15?
You can go into the game knowing that, knowing the set plays that we have to go in and just be on the details. As far as being shocked by a play call, that we may have not run as much in the week. So having that first 15 is a big, big deal.
Was that unusual to start a season without that, based on your experience?
Yeah, probably like 6 out of the 7 years I've been playing, I've had an openers where it's 15. So when we didn't do it, it was like everybody was a little thrown off, but we was going to make it work.
So yesterday it seemed to work after a couple 3-and-outs. The first quarter wasn't good offensively, DJ. What do you think changed to make the last 3 quarters much more enjoyable and much more easy to move the football?
I want to say that we probably was tiptoeing in the water in the pool. We put our toes in the pool and had to see the temperature. But then we were just like, F it. We don't care how they playing. We just going to go play our brand of football.
Yeah, it seemed like once you changed the tempo, all of a sudden you're like a different football team. The quarterback's so much more comfortable and you guys are moving down the field. And it just took a couple of series before you got to a point where you just sped things up a little. And once you do that, everyone seemed like they're in a good mode and all of a sudden you're marching down the field.
Yeah, I think we wanted to do that because we knew they came over late, so, and we was pretty fresh. So that's all we really wanted to get into was some tempo and start wearing them out, and it did.
So you're open on a route that could have been a touchdown, and then Caleb kind of floats it, and he talked about it afterward, and he focused on that more than he talked about the four touchdown passes. But take us back to that route when you knew you were open, and then what you how you help a young quarterback overcome a mistake like that that could linger in his mind.
He just came over to the sideline. He said, "My bad." I said, "It's all good. We still got more football to play." And then that proceeded on with everybody else turning up a notch. So I had no problem with it. And I mean, there was a problem because he threw the interception, and I should have been able to bat that down. But I did. I tried a little kick to try to get it out, but I was a little too far away, and I was running the opposite way to bat it down. So
it was wild because Kurt Warner was doing the game, and he was like, in that situation, throw the ball to the pylon. If he had thrown it over your head, I mean, you were so open that he thought he could throw the ball to you. But if he threw it to the pylon, you would have just kept going and caught that thing and be a touchdown.
Yeah, that's when you that open, you really can't. I can't really tell you how the quarterback's thinking. But I was thinking, like, he was like, that safety is so far over, he's not going to get there. But when I looked up, I'm looking for the ball. It's like, dang, that thing hanging up there. But I'm still running towards the pylon. I'm thinking it's going to carry to me, but it didn't. So when I stopped short, and that's how the interception happened.
So, DJ, after your big game against Carolina, we talked last week about, okay, it's time for the passing game to start including Keenan Allen a little bit more. I wondered, going into yesterday's game, was that a point of emphasis in the game plan? Because he ends up with two touchdowns, and they were both on throws that were very good, accurate throws from Caleb Williams.
I want to say yeah, but you never know how a game's going to play out in terms of the script that we have for everybody. So he went off and had the two touchdowns, and he had major catches in the game.
And it was Cole Kmet who had two touchdowns as well, and he wound up having to be the long snapper. That was pretty impressive with the guy trying to celebrate a touchdown. Everyone's grabbing him. Get back. You got to snap for the extra point. I thought that was very amusing. But the one play to him where I just thought it was a great play design where Caleb has the ball. He turns like he's throwing a screen, and then he turns like he's throwing to the other side. That seemed to freeze them as Kmet is running unabetted down the middle of the field. It was a really good play design.
Yeah, we knew that was going to hit. We got it a few times in practice over the weeks, and even in training camp, that we knew it was going to be like, yo, that's going to work. And when we went out there and did it, I said, I hope we call it inside the 50. More like inside the 40, so Cole can get a touchdown, and he actually did it because I had said that to Keenan and Caleb on the bus, so kind of spoke that into existence.
So when you look at this Bears offense over the last couple of weeks, I don't know how familiar you are with some of the history that's being made here, but the Bears now have scored 5 offensive touchdowns, DJ, in back-to-back games for the first time since 1956. It's the first time the Bears have scored more than 30 points in back-to-back wins since 2013. What do you think was the biggest reason you guys have turned things around?
just playing complimentary football. We saw that the defense and special teams were playing really well, and we was not welcome to the party at the time, but now everybody's welcome to the party. So we just, if we keep that going, you know, things can turn around like they have, and we just got to keep it up.
You looked like you had a touchdown. It looked like, you know, technically that would have been another passing touchdown for the quarterback. And then on the replay, it looked like you were, I don't know, half a yard short, for God's sake. It was just, I was so bummed for you because you were in, and yet the your elbow hit down right at the goal line. Were you bummed that that touchdown didn't count? And it didn't matter. You scored on the next play, but you didn't get a touchdown.
Not really, but I did. Like, before we went out there, I was like, dang, Caleb, you go, let me join the party. And we had ended up the next play. It was a lot of stuff going on from the sideline until on the field. So I didn't have, I had was listening to the sideline and then get the accurate play. But we still ended up with a big play. So when we got down there to the play you're talking about, it was like a tip pass. I got it. I'm like, oh, we about to score. So I got it turned up because they was taking all the blockers to the sideline. So I was like, dang, this is a touchdown. And then they said no. I was like, all right, it's okay. And then I seen Dre going out there. So I said, it's even better than okay. So I let him get a touchdown.
This segment with DJ Moore is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. So you were also helped off the field a little bit. They reported it as a shoulder injury. How banged up are you? And what happened on that play?
Sore. The play that I came off, he like ran into me and it felt real bad. So, but it's not real bad now. Just soreness. Like, it just felt like I've been like hit by a truck, to be honest. And I think it happened like a few series before because they was out there holding a lot. And I think somebody like pulled my arm and it felt weird.
Yeah, they were. And I mean, I think they had two holding penalties on that drive. They kept making mistakes that were aiding you. I know that the Cisco, the guy that got the interception, he said after the game that they quit. He said that the defense quit in the game. And, you know, the coaches kind of trying, you know, said something about, well, we got to, you know, work on different things. But when you hear someone say that the defense quit, I mean, that's not good. That is not good for their opponent.
Nah, I mean, we was out there doing the right things and playing physical on brand with Bears football.
So, DJ, back to the first 15 idea. I think it's interesting that six of your first 7 years you were dealing with that, and this was an unusual start to the season. And I think that I'm curious. So, after the players approached Shane Waldron, do you give him credit for evolving and changing and adapting to what I think seems now to be working? And do you think this is going to be something that sticks for the rest of the season?
Yeah, you got to give him credit because he could have chosen not to listen, but he heard us out and incorporated it. So you got to give him credit there. And I think that's something we stick with. Even we probably go more in depth with maybe your first five third downs and so forth and so forth. Hmm.
You said that you told Caleb to let you in on the party. It was a tea party. You guys, after the time, I mean, obviously, a tribute to England, but whose idea was that and how did that get going?
That was Dre Swift's idea. He wasn't even in on it. He said that the drive before or during that drive, he was like, if any of us score, me, Keenan or him, we doing a tea party. And he happened not to be in, so he missed out on the tea.
It was very cool, though. It was a very impromptu, very entertaining celebration. All right, so DJ, couple details. Number one, what was your best meal in London of all the food that you ate? And secondly, you got to explain the wardrobe choice. There was a cigar, there was an umbrella. What was behind the wardrobe choice?
The best food. I want to say we had some bao and dumplings. They was pretty good in Chinatown. And the wardrobe tour, the outfit came from just my own way of being a Peaky Blinder in the clothes that I had.
it was a good look. It definitely worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, what is the plan now, DJ? You obviously have no practice this week. Are you going anywhere? Are you just getting in a cold tub for a few days? What are you going to do?
Relax the body, relax the mind, and just chill with the fam.
Before we let you do that, so we heard from Matt Eberflus kind of put things in perspective after the game, and at 4-2, this is kind of where a lot of people thought the Bears could be. I wonder if you think that's a fair assessment of where the season is right now, and if anything that has surprised you about the first six games as you get ready to kind of regroup and reset for the latter part of the season.
I feel like we should be like 4-1, maybe undefeated, if we make some plays and the Houston game and the Colts game. So that's it. High expectations I have for us this year as a team. You know, winning is the best thing that we can do, no matter what the stats say. I feel like we can be a team that goes for the long run this year.
DJ, we'll let you go. I thought it was really funny during the week when you were talking about Caleb being bossy, and we heard he was in the room, so you were kind of giving him the business, which is really amusing, and he was funny responding to it. So I'm just curious, is that the kind of rapport you guys have now? You can kind of sit there and kind of have some fun. It just feels like you're having a good time, and obviously your connection with him is strengthened.
Yeah, between me and him, it's always been love, and like the connection has been there off the field, and we see that it's getting better on the field, like warming up. And so, I mean, that's basically with the whole team. So it's all good vibes, and we need to keep it up.
Enjoy your off week. Really appreciate you getting up early. Yes. and calling us and being a pro every single Monday.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thank y'all.
That is DJ Moore.